the one, the officer was blocking the door because they were trying to get in. But in each of those, that's what I was trying to point out to you, was the fact that as they go down the hall, that's where they head because it's the most vulnerable.
Well, my understanding from the employees in there, they did not, there's this strip, they did not enter past that little welcome area right there, that they did not go into the department beyond that area right there where you first
come
to the door.
That was just one video. There's several videos.
I guess what really the try to keep on topic as far as why is it necessary or what is the cost, how do you plan? You need the approval from the commission to move forward with any construction on the courthouse. That's our role, is to approve anything along those lines. Have you sat down with Scott and sketched this out and show us what your request is, what this is going to cost?
I've spoken with Scott. He didn't give me a number yet. I'm sure he's here with one. For the personal property department, I remember that for two windows, it cost $800. Then we had the additional price of the glass. No? And we had the blinds.
It's been so long. And as far as giving you a price, I can't give you a price. I'm going to have to tear into it and see what's even in there before. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you say that there was... Is it open? Is there a...
There's a window opening just like there was in the other departments.
Go ahead, Scott.
There's a wall there. The last time it had metal studs and electric in there, but I don't know. Until I cut in and tear the wall down, I don't know what's in there.
You don't know what you're going to run into?
I don't. Just simply because it's old building and I don't know what they... Just like that. I mean, there's... But I don't have a price. I mean... The main price would be labor, I'm sure.
Okay, worst case scenario, I can't imagine it being tens of thousands of
dollars. No, absolutely not. No.
I can't imagine wanting to shut off the mapping department from the public. That's
I'm
a public office.
I'm not trying to shut them off from the public. We're just...
That's the request. I think the request is to... My understanding is the request is to... If they have business in there, they're more than welcome to come in and do business.
Absolutely.
Didn't you say a keyed entry door? Did you say that?
Right. So the employees can go in and out easily. But like I said, when they come to the window and they say they want something, then someone comes to the door and opens it and brings them on in. This happens in personal property all the time because Rhonda sits at the desk in the back, and when she sees the windows or have a line, She just goes out and brings people on in.
So if you get this window, cut the hole in the wall, put a window there, mm-hmm. in the where the filing cabinets and stuff's at, then, and so someone comes up to it, how to explain how they get help?
There's a bell, just like on the personal property. And so they ring the bell, and there's talk about moving one of the employees just right there in front of that window, or a desk there. We have extra desks that we could set there so that they can access data from there. But like I said, this gives them the option of being able to determine if somebody is there for actual business.
So you'd move the employee from the other room there to the room by the window?
I can, or like I said, all they have to do is a bell. Just come forward and see what they want. And also, you know, speaking of the fact that someone decides to ignore the signs about videoing and coming in, yes, that last group stood behind the metal thing, but then they started, like, looking into going into the filing room. And again, I don't have problems typically with the general public going in there, but we don't know who's coming through, if they want to start moving files around or... We have to have some sort of...
I think that Sheriff can weigh in if he wants to. Put you on the spot. I've noticed, like, going into Branson City Hall, they've gone back to you have to walk through a guard, metal detector, and then all of their offices, they actually give you after you sign in, they give you a card, and that card, you go up to that, if you have business in planning and zoning, or building permits, or whatever it is, you take that card and then you go up, and that allows you to open the door. But you don't get that until you sign in, state your business, and you actually get the metal detectors. As much as we don't like it, area is changing drastically and rapidly. And so I think that we probably need to start taking looks at protecting data, protecting employees, protecting a lot of different things. And so, I mean, Sharon, I don't know if you have a similar, are you seeing similar things, are you not?
Yes. You mentioned Branson. I can't even go there in this without being required to sign into their book. Can't get into the PD to visit with the chief without going downstairs and getting buzzed in. It's kind of normal now.
Again, I don't like it, but I think.
No, but unfortunately, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
This society, we have more and more people that are trying to do bad things, and more people. We can increase our security measures, I believe.
Green and Christian County have gone to the same system that the sheriff is speaking of, where you do have to pass through a metal detector, just like in our other court building, and state your business. It seems really high tech that they would say where they're going and have a card that opens that. But again, it's kind of proliferating on the internet to provoke employees, and that really saves our county employees from that. You know, if someone has business, and no one who's come in to provoke has had business with the county. That's the key.
I think we ran into an issue where they tried to access a safe that had should not. We don't even have access to it. So nobody from the public should have access to it. So I guess I don't. I mean,
the door is open all the time. You walk in, and if I
that's barring any expenses that are out of line, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
I guess just moving forward, I would rely on our sheriff's departments tell us what is necessary for our facilities. You know, we've inquisitively over the last year we've took measures asking for walkthroughs in the
different security measures.
Yeah, without getting into it. So I would heavily rely on our sheriff's department to give a recommendation over what my thoughts would be. Yes, ma'am.
My last thing, I requested all my employees to take a class from the Sheriff's Department, self-defense, kind of what to do if things happen. And then we actually had a sheriff's deputy come through and give suggestions of what we should do to secure the department. And that was one of his suggestions. And so, again, that's why we're asking. And it's something that we've already tested with personal property. We already know that it works. The only thing is adding those locks to the doors. But again, we had an incident where someone showed up before hours as my employees were coming in and came rushing in the door behind them. They didn't even have time to put their purses down. And that kind of spooked them. They didn't know the person. I actually know who it was, but you know, they didn't, so.
Well, again, the reason we put a keypad on this door over here is because people were coming into our restrooms and doing things and stealing stuff. And it's just not the same.
It's between 7:30 and 8. I believe the front doors are open so people can access. And, you know, like I said, if you're walking in and then all of a sudden somebody's right behind you, it's crazy.
I spoke to our attorney on where you're talking about somebody coming in, videoing and stuff, and a lot of it's the way you treat people. And the suggestion that, and he's dealt in several counties, is that you just treat them like a customer. Can I help you? Is there anything I can help you with? And I've done that with when anybody has came, when they came to video and had no problem whatsoever. They're thankful. They
Respectfully?
Respectfully.
You've got people who are influenced by the internet. So you're not dealing with somebody who's necessarily our regular tax-paying person. And I think also our taxpayers would be, when they come to visit us, they like to feel they're safe too. And so we did have an incident where my personal property person had to go out in the hall and escort an older gentleman over to the collector's office because he was afraid because they were confronting the person who'd snuck in the office behind the girls. Like the sheriff's department was dealing with that person, and now we have someone who's here on legitimate business afraid to walk through our halls because he's afraid of what's going on with the person they are stopping to determine why he's doing what he's doing.
I helped a customer Friday that needed a map, needed to be into the mapping department to get, and they couldn't get in. There was a sign saying, go down to the personal property to get your, and so go down there and personal property. We don't do maps, we can't do that. So I just stood back and I asked, I said, what is it exactly that you need? I said, if you'll come with me. I took him upstairs in my office and I went to the computer. I couldn't give them big enough, but I was able to help them and give them what they needed. I believe that's our job. We work, we're here, and we help them when we can.
May I also request, did you look at the video where they were trying to get into the vault in the treasurer's office?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I was down
there.
She
asked them to leave.
I was here.
She was all alone, and she asked them a couple times, and then she had to leave the office to call the officer from the hallway. I mean,
I'm very aware of the incident, yes.
We're working on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think to keep forward progress, is it, you have a request, you have an idea. Has that been, I guess my next question would be, Scott, do you even think it's something that we could do in-house, or is it something we probably need to go out for bid for?
I'm sure I could do it. Than the other ones.
Is that somewhere a glass company, then they'll come?
I'll have to get somebody to come in and do that part.
That part, but everything else we do in-house.
Okay.
I am, as far as proceeding.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm asking what the proceeding needs to be.
If a proposal is brought, something for us to vote on, either a yay or nay.
Please,
you know.
And like I said, we did consult with the sheriff's department before we did this, and that was their recommendation.
Yeah, and I believe that's kind of what we need moving forward. Is we need some sort of presentation brought forth with a cost estimate along with what you're asking, an actual ask. I mean, yes, we've had discussion this morning of what you're wanting to achieve, but if we have an actual ask, that's something we would need to vote on, because obviously it's an expenditure, and we're going to need to vote on that, so we don't have that agendized. We were agendized this morning for just a simple further discussion
layout
of what, the layout discussion for what you were wanting.
And the last option, as Mrs. Wyatt said, is she likes to keep it all open. Well, then we would need to move to where people can't come in unless they go through the sheriff with the metal detector. I mean,
look,
that would
again,
keep the halls.
You cannot access the sheriff's department. You can't access. I mean, everybody's behind glass everywhere else. That's just the nature of where we're at today in today's society. You can't access the prosecutor's office. You can't just walk in and talk to the prosecutor. You can't just walk in and talk to any of the judges. You can't walk in and talk to, I don't think you can walk in and talk to a public administrator, can you?
Yes.
Well, not without going through metal detector.
Not without going through metal detector.
You got to go through front security to get in.
The other offices is back open. We had it shut down. They shut it down. We put the windows in. Them, you could do work. It's actually back
But I'm saying,
but you still got to go
through the security to get in.
Yes.
You can't get down to juvenile.
No.
I mean, so you guys weren't here for this, Sheriff. You weren't in the office
wasn't
yet.
Here, yeah.
But the gentleman that was upset with the commission over a prosecution issue, and he was going to come in, kill all of us, and kill himself. He ended up stopping on the road and killing himself before he got to us. So these are real threats, and we didn't take it very serious. But I remember at the time it was Sheriff Russell, he got up, walked out, came back in and said, hey, we took it serious enough for him to be here, but we didn't take it serious enough to think anything was really going to happen.
I think we need to go.
And so I think we need to.
I think we need to go way above a window.
I think we need to start taking these things a little more serious than what we currently do.
Well, then,
as much as I don't like that feeling, I don't like going into Branson, a city hall, and not being able to just walk in and see who I want to talk to. And again, you go into Hollister. You can go into the front area, but you have to be buzzed to go into the back to talk to anybody else. And so, I mean, it's a reality.
Then going on what, in speaking of our attorney, then, if we're going to go...
Those are two different issues. I think what you're talking about with the attorney was how to handle certain situations after they happen.
No.
We're trying to prevent those situations.
In what you're saying, then what he would say, then are you want to go to the expense